But right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Weather or no weather, presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, has braved the weather to make it in today for Kids Q. How are you?
I'm dry.
That's good.
I'm dry. I dashed in the building between raindrops, and I just want to be sure. Now, if you see a young girl and her dog and a picnic basket walking by outside looking for shelter, you're going to let me know, right?
Yes.
That would be Dorothy and
That's
Toto.
That's a Wizard of Oz reference, right?
Yes. So, and if you see a mean-looking woman on her bicycle, just let her keep going.
Well, I mean,
she
then,
could just keep going.
Then you're in Carrie.
Ooh, what a sick burn. Wow.
I was running through
it's Friday.
I mean, it's the same joke no matter what town
exactly.
You say, but
you
I'm running through my
kind of out of
I'm
range.
Running through my head like, "Oh, what is the one that's going to get me in the least amount of trouble?" Carrie. We'll go with Carrie.
Well, let's go.
Everyone
with,
can make fun of Carrie. That's
Terry,
fine. Yes.
Or, you know, Jamaica Queens. Nobody's going to hear this.
There you go.
Yes, right.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
Sure.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's Kids Q question. What do you think is the most important rule that you have to follow, and why is it so important?
It's always listen to weather warnings from WCHL, because let me tell you, they've kept me out of trouble more than once. Follow instructions during an emergency when it comes to weather, and don't go out, get off the roads, icy roads, slippery roads, thunderstorms, severe weather. Yeah, I'd say weather warnings. These are things that I don't consider to be negotiable.
Weather
even
warnings
as
are
an
important.
Adult.
Yeah.
Even
weather
as
warnings
an adult.
Are important. Maybe the instructions right next to the skull and crossbones on household chemicals.
Yeah, those are usually good.
Are kind of important.
Yeah, they don't say drink this right away. So
I was going to say something about the rule that says you should be kind to people. You should treat people with decency and respect.
That's good. Once you get inside the shelter.
Once you get inside
talking,
the shelter, yes. And then especially when you're in the shelter because you're in the middle of an emergency.
And, you know, because of increasing need of this, Aaron, it's just going to be weather awareness is just like you should make this a rule in your life. I'm watching people from the parking lot walking in from their cars in their T-shirts and their shorts. Mm. They're not carrying an umbrella of any kind. And I'm thinking, the guys I'm thinking of are a couple of young guys. And I'm thinking, you know, they went out. They didn't pay any attention to what the forecast was. And they're walking inside. They're going to get soaked when they leave this
it's
building.
It's fair. I've been in that situation myself. And, I mean, you know what I do. And it's the same thing that several other people do, because there's usually a group of us when we get to the door and it's pouring rain and we don't have an umbrella. We just stand there watching it, right until the rain subsides.
Until it passes, right.
There's
right.
that group of people, like, huddled around the door waiting to be able to get to their cars, which they can see right across the parking lot. They just can't get to.
Yeah, you need wipers. On your glasses for us, you know. My dad loves to tell this story about he lives in downtown Chicago, and that he walked, which is quite a ways. It was some years ago. Mm. And he walked to a game at the Cubs Park, and it was a day like today when he was 80, and, you know, it was a little bit overcast, but, you know, so he's wearing, you know, pants, but, you know, a light shirt and whatever. He gets to the park, and he's sitting like a row over from this woman who's got this big bulky sweater, and he's thinking to himself, what in the world? Well, the game goes on, and a couple of hours goes by, mm-hmm. and the weather moves in, and he's like, you know, how much do you want for that sweater? Because the weather was like New England, you know, it just completely changed. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch the forecast, man.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ.